You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, midweek edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Missy.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the Punt Podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to the midweek football action and a very good midweek of football as well. Thankfully, the international break is over. We've got Champions League football back. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Lee Phelps to look ahead to the English sides or the British sides in action. How are you, Lee?
I'm good, thank you. I've got one question for you though, Mark. Straight off the bat, who is Jerry Messi? He always gets a good mention at the start. Yeah. Jerry Messi! Yeah. Who is Jerry? Is he Lionel's brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't get the rights to any commentary from like Champions League or the La Liga, so we just went for like some Sunday League football.
Yeah. It's my new phrase for... if somebody asked me how my weekend was, it was Jerry Messi. That's what my weekend was.
It rhymes with very, so...
Yeah.
A weekend in Blackpool for you?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm very laid back here.
You are.
The seat's gone.
Maximum recline.
Yeah, well, you're in fine form today, though.
Thanks.
We've only had to start this podcast twice, haven't we?
Yes.
So the next 40 minutes or whatever it's going to be.
It could be a disaster.
Could be amazing. I always think I work better under the influence of a hangover. Not alcohol, because I never work with alcohol in me, obviously. But, you know, when I'm hungover... I think my brain is less cluttered, it's more creative. So that's what you've got to embrace. Yeah.
Mine might be the opposite. We'll find out. As I mentioned there at the top of the piece as well, the international football is now done and dusted. We've forgotten about that. We've had the weekend Premier League action back and now the Champions League. And some interesting games along the way. Some of the teams that we're going to talk about have already qualified and such, but still plenty to play for in a lot of them, and should be a good week midweek of football.
Yeah, I think when you... even though there are teams who have qualified, I think you've got to use that to your advantage and, you know, and think how teams are going to approach those matches. Because, you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to throw the towel in, but some may weaken down, some may be looking at the weekend, others have got plenty to play for. So there's a couple of games like that I think we've got some interesting games, like you say. And the English clubs are just flying in Europe, aren't they? Or most of them. Everton probably the exception there. But, you know, the English team's doing very, very well. So we'll see if they can maintain that and keep up that good record.
Yes, let's get stuck into the matches then. Six Champions League matches and two Europa League matches. That's what we're going to look at. The first of them is Sevilla against Liverpool. 7:45 PM kickoff on Tuesday evening. Sevilla in the market at 17-10. The draw is 12-5. Liverpool are 13-8. Sevilla have a pretty good record against Liverpool. They played them twice in European competition, yet to lose to them. Does that change here? Did Liverpool? I mean, Liverpool are so close to getting through the group here. But it's not going to be easy travelling to Sevilla.
No, definitely not. And, you know, we were talking out in the office, weren't we, about the home record that Sevilla have got. Last lost almost a year to the day, the 22nd of November 2016 at home. 7 draws, 18 wins in that spell. So obviously very, very confident at home. Going along really well, Sevilla. As you say, Liverpool don't have to go mad here, do they? You know, they've been kind of racked by inconsistency this season. But you know they are scoring goals. 13 goals in the last 4 away games. Huddersfield, Maribor, West Ham, Southampton are those games they're against. So you know they are starting to score, but those teams are all pretty low down the ladder compared to Sevilla. I think Sevilla have probably got more about them, and I'd have to favour them in the win market. People have been talking about, Liverpool, you know, only PSG have scored more goals than Liverpool in the Champions League. I don't even think you can count that, you know, bearing in mind how many goals they scored against Maribor. It really does distort that goal stat when you're thinking about how many goals they actually scored against that team. Salah is probably the big hope for Liverpool. You look at how many goals he's been scoring, four times in the Champions League this season. He's got 5-3 in total. Scored a double against Southampton at the weekend. So I think if you're looking for a goal scorer, he'd be the man to be looking at. I'm just not sure Liverpool can get the job done here against Sevilla. I think if they came away from Spain with a draw, I think they'd be absolutely delighted. Now, I know Klopp's teams don't necessarily go out there and play for the draw. But I think it looms large for me in this fixture. You know, Sevilla going well. They're very similar teams, aren't they, in terms of league positioning, in terms of points they've managed to garner so far. So I think a draw is probably quite a favourable result. I don't think either team would be absolutely devastated by it.
Yeah, and you look at the Sevilla's home record just in general. A lot of teams would be delighted with a draw there. So I can see where you're coming from, Liverpool. Yeah. You've got to go all the way back to this time last year since Sevilla last lost at home in any competition. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Some home record, that.
It's crazy, isn't it? And I think that it just breeds confidence, doesn't it? You know, and they seldom squeak past either. They always score two or more goals, it seems. So, you know, it'd be an open game. You know, they're not a team that's going to lay down and accept the draw by any stretch of the imagination. I think the home fans will push them to get in a positive result. But I just think, I think maybe if we see Liverpool, they have to prove, don't they, to go any further in this competition, that they can do a job. It's not just about going mad and going as heavy as you can and scoring as many goals as you can. I think they have to show as well that they've got some sort of defensive acumen whereby they can get through some of the tougher games. I think this is a really good test for them. It's one of those games, Mark. If you can make a good argument for your bet, there's value everywhere, isn't there? I mean, look at the 90 minutes prices: 17-10 Sevilla, 12-5 the draw, 13-8 Liverpool. There's not much not to like there. Sevilla probably is the value at 17-10 given their great record, but that 12-5 for the draw would do for me. Can't see it being a 0-0, so there's no need for anything other than the 3-1 match result and both teams to score.
Score draw then fully in the.
What price is Salah, by the way? Just to double check.
Mohamed Salah is 7-5 anytime, 5-1 first.
I think they're enhancing one of the markets for him to score two or more, aren't they? Two or more goals, 10-1. I mean, look, that, you know, he's in good form. I think if you're having a main bet on the game and you want a little side bet, that's not a bad one, because it wouldn't be a big surprise if there's over 2.5 goals in the match. If it does get into, you know, a real end-to-end matchup, then, you know, that might not be the worst bet of all time.
Fair enough. So honours shared. Keep an eye on Salah in the Sevilla-Liverpool game. Let's move on to the second match we're going to look at on Tuesday evening. This is Man City against Feyenoord. Interesting kickoff time on the website here, Lee.
Yeah, -11:45 PST. Have you got it set to? I thought you had it set to Pacific time or something.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
I think it'll be 7:45.
It is a 7:45 kickoff.
That'll be Pacific. Something 11:45. I don't know when that'll be.
Yeah. Anyway,
if anyone knows, tweet Mark.
Tweet at Mark Walton. let me know. Man City 1-9 to win the match. The draw 10-1. Feyenoord are 18-1. City won the reverse fixture between these two sides 4-0. And Feyenoord come into this with a quite abysmal record in the Champions League. I was trying to think of a politer word to say it, perhaps. The thing with City, though, is they have already qualified, so they don't really need to win this game.
No, they don't. When you're trying to scrabble for a polite word there, that's like the problem we're going away with the lads for a weekend, isn't it? You have to ditch your weekend language immediately. It's better for you because you're single without any responsibility of having, well, you might not be single, but you know, you're not married, you haven't got kids, you haven't got that. When you go away like on a stag do and you've got kids, you literally have to walk through the front door and jettison everything you've been talking about for the entire weekend. At least you've had 12 hours to get used to it or something.
I suppose, yeah.
You're right. I mean, I think that's the biggest unknown about this game is what team City will play. Mm. I mean, 1-9. I mean, geez, you're immediately scouring for value, aren't you? The first enhanced odds price there. I know De Bruyne isn't the most prolific, and I think if De Bruyne started to add serious goals to his game, he'd be well up there as being one of the best players in the world, and he already is, obviously, in the higher echelons of that. But De Bruyne to score and a Man City win at 7-4. I don't mind that, because I think the second half of that bet is an absolute given. Mm. So you're getting, you know, the 1-9 part of that. I mean, there's no way that should be as a double. There's no way that should be 7-4, is there? I mean, what's De Bruyne to score any time in the match? Priced up at 29-20. So you get a 29-20 and a 1-9 shot. And, you know, that have to, probably, that are more likely to happen for 7-4. Looks a good bet, that, to be fair.
Yeah. Check the team news, obviously. But
yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's, I think it's a, that looks a cracking bet. Aguero to score a hat-trick was 5-1, now 8-1. As you said, they beat Feyenoord healthily in the reverse fixture. Feyenoord have conceded 11 goals in the Champions League. September 2002 was the last win in the Champions League, full stop. They're in awful form at the minute, Feyenoord. Bottom of this group, obviously, without a point. It's 4-3 goals against 12. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you have to be looking at the handicap, but at 1-9, you know, I think you're scrabbling around for trying to find value here. One way of looking at it might be to look at, you know, goals in each half for Man City. I just need to know that they're going to go for it. But they're sweeping all before them, and even though these are, you know, multi-millionaire footballers and they don't have to win, the way this team plays, it doesn't strike me that they're just going to go easy for a game. You know, if you were playing this game, you'd want to fill your boots. Mm. Whether you were a first-team player, whether you're a second-team player coming in. I mean, look at the squad. I mean, they're all quality players, aren't they? So whoever's up front will want to be scoring goals. You know, so, you look at the... I just think... I can't get my eyes away from that De Bruyne to score in a City win at 7-4. I think not an awful lot has to happen for that to land for you. So yeah, that's probably one of my favourite bets there. Aguero to score a hat trick. It's a big price, but you know, obviously you still need quite a lot to go for you there. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he got two, if he got taken off and subbed and all that sort of stuff. So I do like that. I must admit,
it was an unused substitute, wasn't it, at the weekend? So you'd say perhaps this will be the game he comes back in.
Yeah. But yeah, when you look at the goals betting, yeah, you're looking at kind of match result and three or more goals in a match, 100-30 on for City to win and over three or more goals in a match. You know, it's an awful lot that. I mean, I was trying to look at the half time goals and things like that, but there's just, when you come to goals, there's no value anywhere to be found from my point of view, unless you're going to go really high, and I just don't want to be sat there sweating over City scoring 5 and 6 when they don't have to, like you say. You know, there could be 2 or 3 up in the, you know, early in the second half, and you know, they don't have to go for hell for leather. I think Feyenoord will be coming over for, you know, a shopping trip, and that's pretty much about it. I suppose, you know, if you're looking at overs on the half goals, over 1.5 first half Man City goals is even money. You know, so that's the half. If they're going to go out and get it done, they'll get it done in the first half and maybe not and take the foot off the pedal in the second. So if you're looking for like a bet around the even money mark, that might be one for you. Two goals or more in the first half, and you've landed there. But yeah, that'll probably do me. I like that bet, but I prefer the De Bruyne to score and Man City win at 7-4.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, while you were talking there, even if you look at Man City to win and over 2.5 goals, you'd normally get a decent enough price about that. 1-4.
Yeah.
And our traders obviously expecting goals. One of the enhancements on the website, Man City to win by 5 or more goals. That was 4-1. We pushed out to 9-2.
It's a lot of goals. they've got to win 5-0. And like, yeah. And look, they won 4-0 in the reverse fixture, so they may well go and do it, but it's just a little bit much for me. I mean, you're looking at -3 goals on the handicap, 19-10. 4-0 win or more, -4 goals, 9-2. So get pretty much the bet you've just been talking about there. So yeah, I can. There's a few tasty ones there, but for me, first half over 1.5, I can see that happening, even money or that top enhanced odds offer, De Bruyne to score and Man City to win at 7-4.
Moving on to the third and final match we look at on Tuesday evening. This is Borussia Dortmund against Tottenham Hotspur. Dortmund are 5-4 in the betting. The draw 13-5, and Spurs are 21-10. Spurs have already qualified. They got beaten at the weekend by Arsenal. I'm sure they want to right those wrongs as quickly as they can and get back to winning ways. But again, it's one of those Spurs that actually need to win this game.
Yeah.
So, would you be signing with them at 21-10? Sorry, I still think that's quite skinny considering Dortmund's not the easiest place to go historically. No. And Spurs don't need to win the game. I don't like backing teams that don't need to win situation.
That is an issue. I mean, they are a decent enough price, though, aren't they, at 21-10? I mean, Dortmund, you say historically, and that's the right word, Mark, because they're not that team anymore, are they?
They have been poor, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to go back to the 30th of September for the last time they beat a top-flight team. They beat Magdeburg, but they're in the third division of German football, beat them in the cup. So, you know, they're not in good form at all. They've got to win this to have any chance of reaching the last 16. But realistically, they're on 2 points, with Apoel also on 2. Real Madrid are on 7. Tottenham are on 10. They're not going to catch Real Madrid. You know, it's done. You know, it's just how much they've got, you know, in reserve to go and... Are they bothered about going on any further than this? I'm not so sure, really. I'd be concerned if I was a Borussia Dortmund fan. You know, you look at the league form, as I said there, about going back to the 30th of September, isn't great. They're all right, the fifth in the Bundesliga, but, you know, away from the top few, there's not much in that division, is there? They're not winning games in the Bundesliga. They've got a home game against Schalke coming up after this, and you could argue they'd be more concerned about that than they would be about this game. Spurs, as you say, you know, having qualified, you could forgive them for resting the players who've got niggles. You know, Kane doesn't look like he'll play. I'd be surprised if he takes the pitch, given that he's obviously playing with injuries. But like you say, they won't want to lose this, because then suddenly all this, you know, this great season that they're experiencing, suddenly if they lost this game, you'd be looking at that recent form and thinking, hang on, isn't this team that was in amazing form? Well, then you'd be looking at a home loss in the League Cup to West Ham, a defeat at Manchester United, brilliant win against Real Madrid, 1-0 win against Palace, 2-0 defeat to Arsenal, and suddenly it's four losses out of the last six, and that's not good form at all. So I think the manager will tighten up here, and I think he'll be looking to come away with a draw and keep it very tight. Both teams to score is a big player, though. Last two Dortmund home games, both teams have scored. Tottenham scored 4 goals away from home in the Champions League already. So I do think both teams to score is worth a look at, just as a bet. But I think, you know, it's that draw on both teams to score. It's priced up at 3-1 here. The both teams to score full stop, by the way, is 1-2. So I'd only be playing that if it was in an ACCA. But the draw on both teams to score at 3-1 could well be worth a look. Team news, everything here. I think if Kane plays and they deem that he's fit enough to play, then maybe be looking at that. But it's a tricky game. Tricky game to know who's going to... Both teams could go into this not really caring who wins. And if that is the case, then the draw is massive for me. But yeah, the both teams to score and draw 3-1 looks a decent one.
What did you make of Mauricio Pochettino's substitutions against Arsenal at the weekend?
I mean, maybe you just thought that the game was beyond them. We don't know how badly injured Kane is, do we?
No.
We know he's playing with an injury. Maybe he thought, well, I'm just going to save him for another day. We've lost the game here. Maybe he thought we're not going to get back into it, because, you know, maybe it shows up the lack of strength in depth of Tottenham as well, which, you know, you can't argue with. You know, if you're looking at, say, Tottenham against Man City in terms of strength of squad, Man City, like, are pretty much better than most teams in the Premier League in that department. But, you know, you can't bring on like for like. Llorente, good player, obviously, but no, he's no Harry Kane, is he? And Heung-min Son scores goals, very good player, but he's not a Dele Alli. They're not match winners, are they? It struck me that these players are... You're weakening your side by bringing them on, but I can only think that he brought them off for a legitimate reason, that reason maybe being that he wanted to save them for another day.
Yeah, the reason I asked is because, is he saving them for this day?
Yeah, maybe, but he didn't need to win this one, does he? Maybe he's just saving them for a lot of later days.
Top of the group and second in the group could be a big difference.
True, it could be. I mean, and it's a major, you know, going through and beating Real Madrid in the group is massive. Yeah, look, you know, if Kane's fit to play, Kane will play, won't he? You know, I think he wants to play football. You know, you get that from him, you get that from Ali as well. They want to play the games. So it could well be. I just wonder if, again, if it's a draw and it's 60-odd minutes, I think both teams might just settle for that. You know, I think Dortmund would want to win it, but I just don't think they've got the wherewithal at the minute. And I think he might just go back to basics here, Pochettino, and try and get a draw. So I'm going to go for that draw on both teams to score. Score draw at 3-1.
Harry Kane, by the way, second highest scorer in the Champions League this season with 5 goals. I wonder if that might be a reason he plays as well, to try and...
Yeah. I mean, he'd play... You would, wouldn't you? Even if you had a niggle, you'd play every... If you got a niggle, you'd play 5-a-side of your mates. You know, so you'd play against Borussia Dortmund, wouldn't you, in the Champions League?
Just give me the chance. I've always got a niggle, but
exactly.
I'll happily play.
I think most footballers probably play with niggles. It's just how bad that is, and, you know, how much he lies to the physio on the pitch. Yeah. I'd lie every week, wouldn't you? I'd just tell lies all the time.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Snap. Oh, no, I'm not fine.
Oh, God, I can hear that pain coming out in your voice there. The pain of past injuries.
Yeah.
Snap's usually the noise that your tendons make.
Ligaments, bones. But let's move on from that before I cry. Carabag against Chelsea is where we go next. That's the first game underway, really, on Wednesday evening. It's an earlier kickoff for this one. It's a 5 p.m. kickoff. Carabag are 10-1. The draw 4-1. Chelsea are 1-3. Chelsea won the reverse fixture 6-0. And a win for Chelsea sees them progress to the last 16. Unlike the other teams that we've spoken about that are nearing qualification, I think Chelsea go for this, knowing that Carabag's probably the easiest opponent they're going to have in the group. A win here and there, they can forget about the group stages and concentrate on trying to get somewhere in the league and then pick up in the knockout stages when they come back around.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I've got to agree with that. I mean, you know, you've just got to fill your boots when you're playing teams like this. You know, they scored goals against them in the first leg, of course, 6 of them. So they know what this is all about. You know, obviously that was at home. But Carabag have got, you know, what are they playing for, really, when you think about it? There's not, you know, the bottom of the group, 2 points, -7 goal difference. They got a 0-0 draw against Atletico and lost 2-1 to Roma. So they've not been completely like humbled by anyone at home. So I'm not saying this is going to be a repeat of the first leg for Chelsea. Interesting that, you know, Chelsea came back to Premier League action with a great result against West Brom and scored early goals as well. Hazard got a couple, was man of the match. They are away against Liverpool on Saturday, which is worth, you know, considering. I think it's always worth considering if Chelsea get 2 up here, you know, early in the first half or maybe just after the start of the second half, then I would expect the manager to start thinking about that game. There's no reason to go mad. But yeah, I think this is a comfy Chelsea winner. I'm tempted just to go for a plain old 2-0 here. You know, get a job done kind of result at 11-2. Morata to score and Chelsea to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 9-2.
Yeah,
not bad at all. You know, you look at Carabag and, you know, they did score a goal against Roma, so they've got that goal capacity in them. But yeah, I don't mind that at all. That get 3 score lines and Morata to score, and obviously he's been in good nick. So yeah, that's decent. So you're highlighting that Chelsea to win an under 2.5 goals at 11-5. That's a classic kind of getting the job done result, that 1-0 or 2-0, and you know, you paid out 11-5.
Yeah, and the beauty with them, obviously, when a team's 1-3 and they're expected to score a hatful, you get quite a nice price about the swimming against the tide of opinion, really.
Yeah, I mean, even though Carabag got nothing to play for, you know, it's having Chelsea come to town. It's, you know, maybe arguable between them and Roma, but I'd say Chelsea are probably the glamour club of the group. So your fans will be up for it. It'll be a big atmosphere at the stadium. So you won't want to be, as a player, you wouldn't want to be embarrassed by them. But yeah, they're no great shakes at home, full stop, in their division, the top of the table in the Premier League. But you know, they're not anything to write home about. Quite tight defensively, which kind of maybe plays into the idea that, you know, Chelsea may score and they might not be able to get much back. So, yeah, I'll go. I like the one that you highlighted there, Chelsea to win under 2.5.
Just looking through previous home Champions League fixtures for Carabag, they've only conceded more than one goal on one occasion. That was against Roma.
Yeah, so they're a tight team. So you can see, you know, and pair that up with the fact that Chelsea won't be going hell for leather. Just get the win. Get the win. Get home. And move on to Liverpool.
Yeah. Basel against Man United next. Basel are 14-5. The draw 12-5. Man United are 21-20. Manchester United have already qualified. Basel have an okay record against English sides. And no English side has ever shut out Basel at home.
Yeah. I mean, Basel, just in general, they 2 home wins in the last 9 in the Champions League, but they scored an 8 of those. I think it was Real Madrid were the last team to keep them to nil. So, you know, you can see that, all right, they don't win many, but there are usually goals in their games. I think that's a bit of a, you know, stereotypically, you can maybe say that against Swiss teams. You know, they're involved in entertaining games where there's generally goals in them. 2 away wins for Manchester United, 4-1 at in Moscow against CSKA and 1-0 against Benfica. So they know how to score goals as well. I can see a Man United winning both teams to score here. I think Man United, it's interesting. I was listening to the punt before the weekend, and I know you've got Derek McGovern on there and you've got Andy XL. You know, one's an Arsenal fan, one's a Liverpool fan. You're not going to get an awful lot of love for Manchester United. But they keep going on about this, and the media in general keep going on about this negative Mourinho team. Well, all right, sometimes they are negative, but it's like saying they have like 3 games where they don't score many goals, and it's like they're the most negative team in the world. Man United have got lots of goals in their team. They're well capable of scoring goals. And I think they can score at least two here against this Swiss team. So Man United to win, both teams to score at 16-5. I think it's a cracking bet. I think they'll want to, you know, maintain the form. You know, another team who've done really, really well, you know, in the Champions League so far this season. But I think Basel are the type of side who will come out and have a go at you. And I think that'll play into Manchester United's hands. Basel on 6 points, CSKA Moscow on 6 points, Manchester United on 12. So Basel and CSKA both will be going for that second spot. There's no way Basel are going to go into this game for a draw. They'll have a go at Manchester United. I think Man United will be happy to pick them off on the counter, and I think they'll outscore the home team. So yeah, that Man United to win and both teams to score looks a belter to me.
A belter?
Might be my bet of the week.
Really?
Might be.
I was half thinking Basel might be the bet in this game.
Really? You are a Leeds supporter, aren't you?
I am a Leeds supporter, yeah, so that's probably why. But don't forget, Basel can still qualify. If CSKA
yes,
lose
absolutely.
Against Benfica yeah. and Basel win. Yeah.
I think they will go for it, but there's no way, when you compare leagues, there's no way the Swiss league is as good as the Premier League.
No.
So I'm just kind of thinking, you know, look, it's, you know, it's Man United, are, well, they are just a touch of odds against to win the match. They're 21-20 to win the match. Stop. Yeah, so I think that Man United to win and both teams to score. Given, I agree with you that I think Basel will have a go, and as we've seen, 8 of those 9 games where they haven't won these games, but still managed to score, still managed to get goals. So yeah, that's, I really like that.
Okay, fair enough. Strong bet from Lee then. Man United to win and both teams to score, 16-5. In the market there. Final Champions League game that we look at is 7:45 on Wednesday night. PSG against Celtic. Paris Saint-Germain are 1-12 in the betting. The draw is 12-1. Celtic are 22-1. PSG have won all 3 previous meetings against Celtic. Aggregate score of those meetings, 9-0. they've scored a hatful of goals as well, PSG. They're threatening to become the real entertainers of European football, Lee.
Yeah.
If they're not already.
Yeah. I mean, this is just another. It's a bit like, you know, there's a few games in this round of fixtures where you could quite easily put together like a -2 ACCA and have a right go at it. And you know, admittedly, individually, those prices wouldn't be brilliant, but I think there are a few, and this is one of them. I mean, you know, there's nothing you can see here other than a healthy PSG win in my book. I think they've, you know, there's just too many goals in this side. Celtic had a really good result against Anderlecht, but you know they conceded 4 away at Astana, they conceded 3 away at Bayern Munich. Now you might say, yeah, that's Bayern Munich, but PSG beat Bayern Munich 3-0, put 5 past Anderlecht. You know, so looking at all the kind of the form, Celtic we know aren't great away from home. If they'd have kept it tighter against Bayern, I maybe would have maybe looked at like a handicap bet for, you know, in favour of Celtic, so maybe looking at like a Celtic +2 or something. But I think that Bayern Munich game proved to me that they're not the greatest at keeping this level of team out. You know, you can't go from playing in their division week in, week out and stepping up to this level and be able to cope with it. Don't win in Europe very often, Celtic. PSG obviously fantastic in front of goal. It's just looking for the value again. Now, one thing that I noticed about PSG in those 2 wins against Bayern Munich and Anderlecht, and this goes through into their domestic form and in previous Champions League games in previous seasons, they do love early goals. They scored against Bayern Munich in the 2nd and 31st minute, against Anderlecht in the 30th and 45th minute. So the bet I'm looking at here is PSG over 1.5 first half goals. And I, you know, just want to see what price it is. I can't find the prices at the minute on my. I'm just looking down the list here for the match bet in the Champions League. It's under the goals section though. So you're looking at first half over 1.5 goals, 6-10. Short, that isn't it?
Mm.
Wow, man alive, that is tight. Sheesh. Yeah.
2-1 for over 2.5.
3 goals in the first half. It's asking a bit, isn't it? I mean, a little bit further down that list is PSG to win 2-0, which is 19-20. Again, wouldn't be surprised if that happened. That's not a bad bet. You don't have to worry about the goals then. It's just how many they make sure they keep them out. And they, you know, didn't concede against Bayern, didn't concede against Anderlecht. Are they going to concede against Celtic? Doubt it. So that's not a bad bet either. But yeah, what's that one? Both teams to score on
Both teams have scored no and over 2.5 goals. So PSG basically
20-0, but score 13-2. That's not a bad bet.
It's all right.
No, I like that one as well. Yeah, that's in the match as well.
That's whole decent. Match, yeah.
No, I like that a lot. I mean, that's combining you win to nil and the overs. I do like that. 13-8. Yeah, that's my favourite bet.
Good.
No, because that's what I think will happen.
Yeah.
You know, and again, again, as with a lot of games in this midweek in the Champions League, PSG might just take the foot off the pedal. You know, but I think PSG could win this 3-0 without trying. I think they could be 2-0 up at half time and just score a third in the second half without even really putting the foot down the pedal. And that way, you know, you get it. So you're getting a win to nil there. You could Dutch the 2-0 and 3-0 if you want to, but you know, just for ease sake, 13-8 for the, you know, that's a nice bet. Over 2.5 goals and win to nil, basically. Just on the goals tab, just below the overs and unders in the first and second half. Nice.
Yeah. Do we still do goal scorers coupled and stuff like that?
Yeah, it should be on the matches under the scorers tab, shouldn't it? It might not be up yet as we're recording this. Scorer match specials, maybe? Oh, yeah, he'll be there somewhere.
I'd score in the first 10 minutes. Pick your player there. Nice. Mbappe did that the other day.
Yeah. Loads of these markets are really nice, aren't they? I wonder how many punters look at some of these markets because, you know, again, with a team like this where you've got, you know, goals in the second minute, you know, if PSG come out and fly out, it's worth looking at some of these. Yeah, you've got, like, anytime Wincast and both teams to score in there as well, which won't really apply to this. Goal scorers doubled. What are you looking at?
Cavani scored 2. Against Celtic earlier on in the year, and Neymar was also on the score sheet. 4-5, that's the shortest price of the group. But Cavani and Mbappe 21-20. Neymar and Mbappe 13-10.
They just don't make me feel. I mean, it just seems too short, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, you need two players to score for you, and it's odds on in that top one. Can't have that, Mark. It's just too short for me. Just too short.
There was a little bit of needle with Neymar as well in the first meeting, wasn't there? I wonder if he'll be
fired up.
Can you be extra fired up?
Yeah, you can. Just be fired up, can't you? And then, like, you know, just
He's 2-5 to score any time, by the way. Oh, that front three, though. That front three is terrifying, isn't it, if you're a defender?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Right, so overriding opinion there before we move on to the Europa League.
I think PSG win to nil. And I think they score goals. So the win to nil was a touch of odds on. Over 1.5 first half goals were a bit skinny for me. So Mark's wonder bet of teams, what was it, both teams to score no.
Yes.
And over 2.5 goals, which is basically, in my mind, is PSG to win to nil, but scoring 3 or more. 13-8. Like it. That might be my best bet of the week.
Oh, he's stolen it. moving on to the Thursday night's games, then a couple of teams in action in the Europa League, starting with Arsenal as they travel to Cologne. A 6 p.m. kickoff for that one, and 6-4 for Cologne, 12-5 for the draw, and 17-10 for Arsenal. Arsenal will be feeling pretty good about themselves at the moment. North London derby. Success at the weekend. They're making pretty light work of the Europa League this time around as well. Is this going to be further cheer for Mr. Wenger and his boys?
Maybe, yeah. If I moved to Germany and lived in Germany, I wouldn't open my curtains to watch this in the backyard. I can't get too excited about this, to be honest with you. Calling the bottom of the Bundesliga. I'd miss the Arsenal, you know, fresh from that 2-0 win over the North London neighbours and rivals, will be pretty buoyant. I think they'll probably want to keep that momentum going as well. Have scored goals away from home. Beat Barte 4-2. Beat Red Star by a single goal to nil. So they're doing well, but they should do as well. They're a Champions League team in the Europa League. Colne, they did beat Barte 5-2, which is the... it's kind of been a bit of an oasis in a shocking season for them, that result. Lost 1-0 to Red Star at home, though. So, but that 5-2 just showed that they have got goals in them. But the fact that Arsenal beat Barte 4-2 away from home means, you know, Arsenal have got the upper hand here. But I think in a pretty torturous season for the German team, I think they'll view this as being a bit of a glamour tie, and I think the fans will be up for this. I think it'll be a decent enough game. I'm going against the grain here, just because Arsenal are such an odd team that I think what they should do is go away and shut up shop and win this comfortably and go back home and be done with it. And I think they'll probably concede. I think they'll manage to concede a goal and do it the hard way as they usually do. I think Arsenal to win and both teams to score at 7-2 is a decent price. But you know, Arsenal should win this. There's no question that Arsenal should win this game, and they're a decent price to win just on the outright. 17-10. It looks too big to me for a team who are bereft of form in the domestic division. So yeah, I'm looking at. Probably no point in being greedy and just go for the Arsenal to win at 17-10. But I do fancy that Arsenal and both teams score at 7-2. I'll go safer, 17-10 Arsenal win.
Okay, that would kind of fit the pattern of the game when they met at the Emirates. Cologne started quite well in that game. Yeah. And I think it caught Arsenal by surprise a little bit. I think they were a little bit lackadaisical going into their first Europa League campaign.
That's them all over though, isn't it, Mark? Yeah. That is their problem. That's what I think will happen here. Fresh from a really good performance, you think, oh yeah, go on, kick on. No, they'll let you down. If you go for like a, you know, Arsenal win to that, I'm a little bit worried about the 17, you know, the 17-10 full stop, because they do let you down a lot. But just as a plain football match, they cannot be 6-4 against Arsenal. This was a Premier League game. Arsenal were probably odds on.
Yeah.
Given the respective form.
Yeah. They definitely wouldn't be 17-10. They'd be nowhere near that price.
No. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Arsenal value. Is that what we say?
It looks like it, yeah. It's not often you say that, is it? But, you know, this is a good team, good Arsenal team. Again, you know, it has to come with the kind of proviso that, you know, that they're through. You know, they've got 10 points in Group H in the Europa League. Red Star, the next nearest to them, with 5 points. So they don't have to do it. But they should just go and do it.
Mm.
You know, 3 points for Colin. You know, they're not going to qualify. They've got nothing to play for particularly. So I'm going to trust Arsenal. I've done that far too many times in my betting career. But I'm going to do it again. Because I'm an idiot.
Everton against Atalanta to finish. 8:05 kickoff. At Goodison, Everton 23-10, the draw 12-5, Atalanta 23-20. Everton, well, the Stinky. Europa League campaign has been a disaster.
Stinky.
But the whole season has threatened to become a disaster as well. I mean, where are the Toffees going to be coming into this? I mean, well, the Druid Palace at the weekend, which again is relatively disappointing on the back of that win against Watford, where maybe they could have started to get something going. I suppose it is two games unbeaten.
Yeah, and if you're the manager, that's what you're saying, isn't it? Yeah. You're saying, right, you got, you know, we're starting something here, we, you know, we're building some form and we're two games unbeaten. But look at the goals. I mean, like, 9 goals in the last two games. With 3-2 win and a 2-2 draw, they just cannot keep goals out. Atalanta are an odd side. I mean, you know, they're in the Europa League, they're the top of that group. Everton are bottom. Atalanta got 8 points. Everton have got 1. No away win all season for Atalanta, though.
Mm.
You know, a few draws in there, and you wonder if maybe the draw is the way to go here. But I just think if Everton have got a bit of momentum here and they are starting to score goals, as a manager, you'd want to keep that bubbling along, wouldn't you? You'd want to keep them at it and keep them honest. I can see goals. I really can. I think I'm struggling. I don't think I can really go for it, you know, an Everton win here. I just think that, you know, I know Atalanta haven't won away from home, and you know they're not particularly great, but I just don't think Everton have got the wherewithal to win it. 23-10 at home, it's a decent price, but you know I don't think I can trust them. Both teams to score, yes, is 4-6. I think that's a cracker. If you're putting together a both teams to score acca, that looks good to me. Drawing both teams to score 3-1. Is decent as well, but I think I'm going to go for a pretty boring one here. I haven't put up too many odds-on shots so far, but I think I'm just going to go for a plain old both teams to score at 4-6 here.
If I had a nap on this podcast, mm-hmm. It would be Atalanta.
Oh, really?
Despite their away form, I know it's. You mentioned there's been a few draws in there, but this is an Everton side that absolutely do not want this game. What is the point of this game for?
No.
They can't qualify.
True.
They've.
At least it's the only good thing is it's home.
Yeah.
And if you do get a win, it carries on a little bit of momentum, because you don't want, if you're a manager, going back to that original point, is you don't want to then go, oh well, because if you get through with a draw in this one, you go away to Southampton, you're like, look, lads, we're 3 unbeaten here, you know, we're starting to get something. But no, I just couldn't. There's just not enough about Atalanta's away form to tip them to win. I can't trust Everton. The draw to me is the obvious way to go, but nap selection, Atalanta.
Yeah.
Brave. Team haven't won all season. Got to win sometime, then, I suppose.
Yeah, look at the teams they've played away, though.
Yeah, decent. Should we say what they are for people who aren't?
Yeah, might as well, shouldn't we? Fiorentina's in there. They played Inter away last time. Apollon, they drew with them. Udinese, not necessarily an easy place to go. Yeah. Lyon as well, they got a draw at Lyon.
Draw,
it's probably a draw, isn't it?
Draw on both teams to score. Favourite bet.
Do you have a knack?
No one ever used it. No one would ever have bet on a score draw, would they? Like, you know, normally you would go, oh, yeah, score draw. Now it's like, because it's there in front of you. Draw on both teams to score. Yeah, 3-1 like that. It's always decent price. Yeah, my Napa the whole week is Manchester United to win and both teams to score at 16-5. I like it.
Okay. I'm just thinking, is this one of those games where you could play the old both score no draw, which is another market available. Both teams will score, don't really know who's going to win it.
Yeah, you could do. Yeah. But I'm happy with my bet.
Which is the opposite. Well, you think it will be a draw.
You can't push me into having a bet. Like, I'm just see what you're trying to do.
Just reading it out.
I know what you're doing.
Just reading it out.
I'll be doing that.
All right, well, I feel like we've come to an end of our...
Yeah, just one bet. I mean, I'm not going to work out the prices because we're pretty much at the end of the podcast, but I mentioned earlier on that there were a few games where that I think you could go for a handicap acca, if you like. Those games are Real Madrid at Apoel Nicosia, Man City at home to Feyenoord. I'm not sure about Chelsea Carabag. That one, I don't think they don't have to go and do it, and they're not quite short enough. But PSG versus Celtic would be the other one. So three there: Real Madrid, Man City, and PSG, all on the minus one handicap. Obviously, it would be a very safe treble, but minus two handicap for all three of them. I don't mind. Having a look at that. Are you trying to work it out?
Yeah.
See, the minus two should be around the kind of just a touch of odds on or just the other side of even money. So you'll get a reasonable bet on that one, I think. PSG minus two. That'll probably be one of the shorter elements of the three if you're going for that. Have they not got a handicap bet on that yet? That'll be disappointing. No, it's not there, is it? Maybe you have to go up to the top and go back onto handicaps.
Oh, I missed it.
Just go back up to the top and click on the tabs, maybe. I don't think it's there yet. That's disappointing. We're recording this on a Monday afternoon, so it's maybe not been released. Or maybe they've just heard me doing... Oh, here we go.
That was weird. It's now there.
So that's one. That's 13 to 20, isn't it? So yeah. What's the treble? Just over 5-1.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
So all you need...
And make that noise, which I've not made very often.
3-0 or more victories for Man City, Real Madrid and PSG, which you could see.
Yeah.
And it keeps you interested for a couple of days. Yeah. Nice. Man City minus two, Real Madrid minus two, PSG minus two. 5.2321.
Well done.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Lee. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good luck and enjoy the Champions, well, the European football this week.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.